The president has the advantage of a Congress that his party controls, and as he speaks to Congress tonight, both those chambers are in the control of Republicans. With a few exceptions, Republicans have been tightly disciplined in the past, but there may be some more exceptions as lawmakers consider the president's agenda. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
On each of the key domestic issues the president wants to see become law this year, his biggest hurdle will be to convince his fellow Republicans of their worth. President Bush is expected to devote large portions of his speech tonight to his top priority, overhauling Social Security. Mr. Bush wants to allow younger workers to set aside some of their payroll or Social Security taxes to set up personal retirement accounts. Democrats already seem close to unified in their opposition to changing the New Deal era program, and some Republicans aren't anxious to join the president, who has boasted about grabbing on to the supposed third rail of American politics. Maine Republican Olympia Snow is one of the leading GOP opponents.
You know, as I've said to the president and to others, I think we have to act very prudently and cautiously and not rush to act. I think we have to learn the facts first, you know, how best to judge what we need to do for the future.
Snow says some of her constituents are scared by talk that Social Security is in a crisis, and there are indications the president has already begun turning away from that characterization to less threatening rhetoric. While moderate Republicans such as Snow are concerned about changing the Social Security system, other parts of the president's agenda have raised flags further right on the GOP spectrum. Jeff Flake, a conservative Republican from Arizona, isn't keen on the president's desire to expand the No Child Left Behind education program to high school grades. Flake says it's an unwarranted federal intrusion.
Many conservatives have never been big fans of the No Child Left Behind Act. It seems to me that conservatives have always believed that public education is by and large a state and local function.
Another problem for the president is his proposal for immigration reform. Mr. Bush is pushing a guest worker program for undocumented immigrants. Colorado Republican Tom Tancredo is chairman of the House Immigration Caucus. He says the president's plan amounts to de facto amnesty for illegal immigrants, something Tancredo fervently opposes.
The president has staked out his position. I certainly have staked out mine. He is the president, and so I cannot say with any degree of certainty that I will prevail, or our side of this will prevail, but I can say it will be one heck of a fight.
Others in the party are unsettled by the huge federal budget deficit, which could reach $400 billion this fiscal year. The Bush administration is expected to call for a freeze in non-defense spending. Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire says the White House needs to be as aggressive as possible in controlling spending.
The overall concerns about spending and the deficit were the principal reasons I voted against the energy package last year and didn't support the Medicare reform bill. I think we can do a better job in controlling the overall growth in government and reducing deficits, and I imagine that will receive even greater scrutiny this year than it did last.
It's safe to say most Republicans will support most of the president's agenda in Congress, especially in the House. But in the Senate, they lack the 60 votes needed to get anything done. Ohio Republican Rob Portman, who acts as a liaison between the White House and congressional Republicans, says the best thing for lawmakers to do right now may be to take a deep breath.
Well, I think the task right now is to encourage people to keep their powder dry. In other words, not to take a position that is too rigid, that does not enable us to get the job done. I mean, all of us have specific points of view on all of these very complex, in some cases profound, changes in policy. But we all also want to get to the end game, to a result that helps the American people.
Complicating the president's efforts is the political fact that most Republican lawmakers will have to face the voters again in 2 years, while he won't. And while the president is certainly not a lame duck yet, the clock is ticking. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.